I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. This next story is about the man in charge of guarding Israel's most sensitive documents. Historian Yaakov Lozowick was raised in Chicago. A couple of years ago, he took over as the head of Israel's state archives. Among the millions of papers in those archives are Israeli state secrets. But the new state archivist is on a mission to declassify more documents than ever before. Reporter Daniel Estrin met him in the archives storage facility in Jerusalem.
This is Jerusalem's industrial zone, a jumble of steakhouses and car dealerships and furniture showrooms, and one large fenced-in building with millions of pieces of paper. It's the Israel State Archives storage facility. The location is kept under wraps. State Archivist Yaakov Lozowick says that's in order to protect what's inside.
So, although it's here, and it's a very big building, and a lot of people have walked by it, there's nothing to advertise what it is.
Shall we walk in?
Yep, let's go in. We are now inside the storage facility. As you can see, there are row upon row upon row, room upon room upon room, floor upon floor, many hundreds of millions of records, paper records in this building. What's in here is basically irreplaceable.
Lozowick brought me to an inner chamber to check out some of the highlights of the archive.
This is the kind of obvious thing you would think that we have, but it's cool to see it. This is the peace agreement between Israel and Egypt.
Wow.
It's a thick, sort of book. It's leather, gold embossed, because this is a very special document, and it's signed for the government of the Arab Republic of Egypt by Anwar Sadat, for the government of Israel by Menachem Begin, witnessed by Jimmy Carter.
So this is a thick peace agreement. I mean, if anyone ever wanted to know what a peace agreement looks like, this is it.
This is what the peace agreement looks like, yes.
There are also pieces from the darker periods of Israeli history. Lozowick showed me objects from the assassination of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin by Yigal Amir, an Israeli extremist.
This is the pistol with which Yigal Amir shot Yitzhak Rabin. And we have here... Yes, you can.
Wow. I'm sorry to say that this gun in my hand feels cold and it almost feels fake.
It's not fake. I assure you it's not fake.
I mean, has it ever gone on display?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
The gun that changed the course of Israeli history has never been on display? I mean, at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., you can check out famous artifacts from modern American history. Lincoln's top hat, Dorothy's ruby red slippers. But there's no Israeli equivalent where you can see iconic objects from Israel's modern history.
You're used to going through papers. And, I mean, it's one thing to have a document reading about the assassination. It's another thing to have in your hand the cold gun. I mean, what does that feel like?
On a personal level, that doesn't really speak to me. It's a gun. It's a gun which did a horrible deed once upon a time, but it wasn't the gun that did it. It was the man holding it. It doesn't... some people get shudders down their back, I suppose. I don't.
What does move Lozowick are the millions of documents with untold stories about Israel's history, documents just waiting to be dusted off for the world to see. It's what he does best. Combing through millions of pieces of data. In 2004, as chief archivist at Israel's Holocaust Museum, he helped launch an online database of Holocaust victims' names. It was an unprecedented project. For his new job, Lozowick has been helped by some adjustments Israel recently made in its official secrets laws. While it lengthened the time defense-related documents can be kept under wraps, it shortened the amount of time non-security-related papers could be kept secret. And so Lozowick is working to declassify as much as he can.
The motivation to do that is that we feel that the historical documentation of the State of Israel is relevant for contemporary discussions. Large percentages of what is written and said and reported about the State of Israel is inaccurate at best. A lot of the documentation that we have could have been declassified, but hasn't been because we have this gigantic backlog.
Can you quantify how much stuff do you have that could be declassified that isn't?
30 or 40% of what we have. 150 million pages.
That's enormous. So 30 to 40% of information that the public today could know, they don't know.
That's right.
Here's one thing we now know. Israel's State Archives recently published a secret document that in 1962, the Mossad spy agency gave paramilitary training to a young Nelson Mandela. It also published documents showing Israel's sympathy for the anti-apartheid struggle. Some have speculated the release of those documents was aimed at softening criticism for Israel's close ties with the apartheid regime. And when it comes to sensitive moments in Israel's history, some researchers have charged that Israeli archives have reclassified documents that were once declassified. Lozowick denies that his job is damage control.
We're not trying to conceal things. The more we can open, the better. And the consideration of it will make the state of Israel look good or not is not a consideration for us, because that's not relevant in a democracy.
The Israel State Archives has an English-language blog showing all kinds of documents. You can read the once top-secret cabinet deliberations about the Sabra and Shatila massacre of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. And you can also see former Prime Minister Golda Meir's personal recipe for chicken soup with matzo balls. For the record, that was never classified. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.